and welcome to You Awakening. This is your host, Jacqueline Johnston. And I'd really love to welcome you tonight. Thank you for taking the time from your busy schedule to join us live tonight. And I am so excited to be bringing Scott Smith onto You Awakening for the very first time. And he was recently introduced to me by Bill Farber, who many of you know, and I consider him quite a find, and I can't wait to share this evening with you. So let me just start off by, I think who he is going to become clear as we bring through the energies and the message of the today, but know that he's a powerful energy worker. He's a master of the idea of core of being, in the very center of our being. And so much the mission of You Awakening is just exactly that, really functioning from our very core where spirit and physical life are one. And so we've got some real treats and some mysteries being revealed tonight. So please join me in welcoming Scott Smith.
Well, thank you. I hope I live up to that introduction.
I'm not concerned. I'm sure you will. So I just want to tell everyone that this is a call that we've really prepared for, and I've worked with his energy practices now for a few weeks, and I'm just guessing we're really going to want to dive into things. So, Scott, can we begin by something that you've shared with me, and it's the idea of the base chakra, not to be confused with the root chakra. Can you explain what that is and the significance and how you happened to find out about this?
Sure, I'd be happy to. A long time ago, when the ancient rishis were teaching, and Sri Lanka and India were as one above water, they would wait for their students to discover this base chakra. And then they knew that they could then work with that student and take them to the next level. We have evidence of this base chakra in some of our histories, like the Baal Shem Tov in Judaism, some of the Catholic saints, and the ancient rishis themselves, who were said to leave golden footprints as they walked. Well, basically, the base chakra was not only fully active, which means turned on, but it was also fully open, which I never recommend anyone doing to any chakra. They open and close by themselves. We can turn them on and turn them off, but let them be smart. So they had this beautiful golden energy coming through, and as they would walk, they would just leave residual golden energy that people could perceive. It's just an absolutely amazing thing, and mystery revealed. That's how that worked. Well, I was given during some inner work that I was doing from the beings with whom I work to start teaching and telling people about it. It's a chakra that's not in the books. It's off the body. Just like some people started working with the 8th, 9th, and 10th chakras that are above the head, this base chakra is below the feet. And rather than calling it one and starting a whole new system, I'll just call it the zero chakra and let the root chakra stay as the first chakra. The base chakra is just so important, so important. I'd like all of the listeners here, if you choose, just take a quick moment and tell your base chakra to activate. It's your base chakra. You have permission. You can close your eyes, not close your eyes. It doesn't care. It's a chakra. It's however you feel more comfortable. Ah. Good, good, good. So what's happening now is some of you are starting to feel tingling in your toes or energy running on the back of the shins. To be quite honest, I'm feeling one person get energy all the way up to their heart chakra, which is a wonderful thing. And basically, it's like if we were sitting on the porcelain chair too long and we get up and the blood rushes back in our legs. Same kind of concept, except this is energy, not blood. Good. Good. Just let that flow. So the base chakra is very, very important. It's used for very many things in the work that I do and some of the work that I've done with you, Jacqueline. You've already experienced that. And I'm hoping to show the people who want to choose to do it later on and let them experience it for themselves. But what this does is it just allows the energy to flow. It's not your energy and my energy. It's not good energy and bad energy. It's just energy. What makes it good or bad is what you do with it. And what makes people feel like it's your or my energy is that it's the bandwidth that's allowed to flow through our system, our crystalline structure.
And Scott, I'm giving a moment just because I know that you're transmitting energies for people to receive that. Can you also share with us what you mean about the crystalline structure?
Sure. Energy flows. When electricity flows through a wire made of copper, what you feel is the resistance in the copper to that electricity. It comes out in the form of warmth. Tungsten, you get physical light. Well, people perceive energy at first based on the resistance in their crystalline structure. I know I haven't said anything about it really yet. But basically, every atom, every molecule in our physical body creates a shape based in sacred geometry. And it would be a whole separate show just on sacred geometry. And the main ingredient in our body systems is water. Water is H2O that forms a triangle. That's the most basic shape in all of geometry. And how we align our water and what we do with our water system, with that crystalline structure within ourselves, is how that energy is going to flow through. Would you like me to go further, or did you have any follow-up questions about that?
I just thought there might be a little confusion because you mentioned a term that some of us may not be familiar with.
Which one?
The crystalline body.
Oh, the crystalline structure itself. Okay.
Yes.
Well, so basically, we are multidimensional beings, and set up in all these bodies are sacred geometry. And right now, our physical body, which is mostly water, is indeed a crystal. And if you take a look at Dr. Emoto's work and you see the effects of putting different kinds of words or vibrations or vocalizations onto glasses of water affect the water crystals when you freeze them. In the same regard, we are that. We are that water. And what we do to our water, what our thoughts are, what we do, how we treat each other, all affects our crystalline structure. It all affects how this energy is going to flow through. Is the energy going to flow through smoothly so that we can use it to good effect? Or is it going to bounce around sort of like a little pachinko ball on one of those boards of nails? And that's what we're trying to do. By purifying ourselves, by what some people call healing themselves, all this kind of stuff basically purifies that water. It purifies that crystalline structure. Our DNA itself is a crystal. and some of us are starting to experience a shift in focus. And becoming more aware of how energy flows through our system. Go ahead, if people want to choose, you can just breathe in this energy that I'm radiating out now. It just started coming through, and I'm being asked to do that. So just breathe this in, and just allow it to flow through your system. Activate that base chakra, and let it flow. In the physical sense, we are a carbon-based body. But in the spiritual sense, and in some of our other bodies, it's all a crystalline structure. Some of you already know that the Christ body is a dodecahedron. It's in 12 dimensions. It has 12 sides, and each side looks like a pentagon. And then the light body is an icosahedron, each side 20 sides, 20 dimensions. Each side looks like a triangle. And the same goes through with all of the other bodies. They all take shape. And it's learning how to work with that crystalline structure. And learning how to work with that Merkaba within. I mean, I'm using words that other people use. Maybe you know them, maybe you don't. But this is what that crystalline structure is. It's us. And we, in our evolution, are becoming more and more and more aware of it. Good. Good, good, good. So what we do, what we work with our crystalline structure, is we work to improve how the energy flows. And there's all kinds of modalities that help with this, and they're wonderful. Every modality helps some people, and there is no modality that helps everybody. It's just because of the way we're wired in our neural net. Our neural network, another crystalline structure of how the synapses connect to one another within our brains. Interesting concepts. The takeaway from this and learning about the crystalline structure is just like you have bottles that you put the word love and peace and prosperity on to change the effect of the water in the glass, realize that you yourself are that glass of water and that you get to affect and you get to change that water, that crystal, in the way the energy flows. Did you ever notice how spiritual people, as advanced, adept spiritual people, seem to not get sick very often? Because of their crystalline structure and the way the energy is flowing through. I hope I'm answering your questions well, Jacqueline.
Yes, thank you. I've just been giving you plenty of space because I felt that the energies were running, you know, had started, and that we would be moving into the activation. So I'm just allowing you to go forward with that.
Oh, you know, I'd really be happy to. because there's so much energy building up within me to do this. I've been looking forward to doing this. So anybody who wants to do this with us now, just choose to do it. It's all about free will choice. And then it's about allowing the energy that flows to flow through you as well. So let's just close our eyes and let's have that thought to activate that base chakra, the one we just learned about. Good. Good, good, good. And know that there's a place within your system called the core of being. And we want to be in the center of the core of being. The core of being is sort of like being in the center of a hurricane, not a tornado. The center of a hurricane is like one of the most peaceful days you'll ever encounter. And going around and around the outside is all the Maya and the illusion. And it's so easy to get yourself swept up into there. But who are you? You that I'm talking to is your immortal part, the part that will continue to exist when the physical and the rest of your bodies no longer do. And I'm assuming that you guys are aware of the physical body and the electromagnetic body, the emotional, mental, astral, and the rest. I skipped the causal, but there's a whole bunch of them. 55 feet in diameter of bodies. They all die when you do, unless you master the ascension body. What remains is your consciousness. You are your consciousness, living in this human existence, living in this human vessel. Your consciousness is unconsciousness, subconsciousness, conscious awareness, and superconsciousness. And it was called superconsciousness because the people who were coming up with it and understanding it and developing it didn't want to use the word soul because they didn't want to have a conflict with the church. And that's understandable. So you are your consciousness. Your superconscious, your conscious awareness, your subconscious, your unconscious tell you right now to be in the center of the core of being. Ah, good. Good, good, good. Maybe you notice that it's peaceful, that it's calm. In the very, very center of the core of being is your node. It's your node on the grid of humanity. And that grid forms a crystalline structure as well. But it's where your node is. So why don't we do something as a group right now? You can call forth. Ask for whatever wording you want to use. Divine peace. The Shakti of divine peace. It's a specific energy wave with a specific pattern, a specific shape, a specific bandwidth. Just ask for divine peace. And if you don't feel that you can, or you don't feel like you want to, I'll give it to you. Right now, give me a moment. So I'm radiating out divine peace to you now. And if you choose, breathe it in through your nose. If you can't breathe through your nose, breathe through your mouth. Nose is preferred. So just fill the center of the core of being with the divine peace right now. And let's activate this waveform. Let's energize it. Let's intensify it. Let's anchor it on your node. Just divine peace. Peace never hurt anything. Good. If you find yourself becoming fearful, you can summon up your courage to overcome the fear. Or you can stop out. That's your choice. But from this divine peace now, all of us together, and in the replay, let's radiate out from our node to every other node on the grid of humanity this divine peace. Doesn't matter if you see the node or not. Just know. Know that this divine peace is radiating out across that grid of humanity, encircling the globe that we live on. And we're not usurping anyone's free will choice. We're just sending it to them. They can accept it or not accept it. It's up to them. It's their choice. But they have to accept it consciously, either with their superconscious, conscious awareness, subconscious, or unconscious. Kind of nice, huh? So now let's call in something else. Let's call in divine joy. I'm going to radiate it out for those who don't feel that they can call for and ask for divine joy. They feel like they don't have the permission to ask for divine joy. And if you feel that way, then you can't. So I'm radiating it out for you. Right here, right now, breathe in divine joy. Breathe it in, breathe it in, breathe it in through your nose if you can. Fill the center of the core of being with divine peace. Divine joy. Can you feel a smile building within your system? Can you avoid smiling with your face? To be joyful is a choice. Happiness is external. Happiness requires other people, places, things. To be joyous, you just ask for it and breathe it in. Good. So now we're experiencing the flow of divine energy through the body system, through the center of the core of being, at least. So now to get ready to put it through the rest of the body system, I would like to radiate out a combination of divine Shakti. Give me a moment. And I want you to know that I am of the light and I serve the light. I don't take away anyone's free will choice. So you can feel safe and choosing to follow through with this. So go ahead, breathe in this energy that I'm radiating out now. It's designed to help clear and cleanse, to get rid of blockages, to get rid of health problems, to get rid of emotional blocks, mental blocks, to get rid of things that are stuck in the causal body, concepts that you think you have to, shoulda, coulda, wouldas, and stuff. So breathe this energy in now. One component of this energy will transmute whatever you release so that it doesn't affect anyone else. Another part of it will replace whatever it is that you cast off, that you no longer need, that no longer serves you on your path. And it'll replace that. It's called the sacred fire. And that's just so that some random energy doesn't fill in that void. But we're making a choice, a conscious choice, to evolve ourselves. So fill the center of the core being with this energy. Breathe it in through your nose. More, 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 more. Activate it, energize it, intensify it, anchor it. More, more, more. Good. And just hold it there. Here's where the allowing comes into be. You have subatomic particles that constantly shift between being mass and being energy, back and forth and back and forth. When they're in the energetic state, let them pick up this vibration that you just breathed in. Do it now. And when they convert back into being mass, they'll carry that energy with it back into each atom in your body. It takes 4 seconds for the entire body to start vibrating with this energy. Some of you are experiencing a shift and a change already. Some of you are not. And those who are not experiencing a change, don't worry. It doesn't mean anything isn't happening. It means that you're just not feeling it, and that's okay. Remind yourself of the story of the 3 blind men and the elephant, one at the tail, one in the middle, one at the trunk. They each come up with a different story to describe what they're sensing, and they're all exactly 100% correct. And none of their stories are the same in any way. It's all about perception. We all perceive differently. But truth is truth. Good, good, good. So now you've got this in every atom of your body. So let's focus. That's the next step. The first was choice. Then we allowed. And now we're going to use focus. And let's focus on our DNA. And let our DNA repair, rejuvenate, reactivate. Right here. Right now. Unless you choose not to. Unless you choose not to allow it. Right now, all you have to do is focus. Focus on the concept that your DNA is being fixed. Let's focus on your RNA. And all the cells in the body. Good. And from all the cells in the body, let's clear those cellular memories. It's not the memory in and of itself. It's the attachments to the memories. And as we allow this energy to expand, let's fully encompass the electromagnetic body first. So from the center of the core being, allow it to expand and fill the entire electromagnetic body. All the chakras, major chakras, minor chakras, shoulders, elbows, wrists, palms, hips, knees, ankles, arches, the 108 on the scalp, all the marma points, all the nadis. It doesn't even matter if you understand what that is or not. Just allow it. All the meridians, like on an acupuncture chart that goes through your body, just allow this energy in. It's not hard. It's pretty easy. Unless you want it to be hard, and then we can make it hard. So now we've got the entire electromagnetic body glowing and the physical body glowing. So now let it expand into the emotional body. All the layers and sublayers and interconnected layers. And then the mental body. All the layers, sublayers, interconnected layers. And the causal body the same. Letting you catch up a little bit. Energy goes very, very fast. So let it go into the astral body. And then the etheric body. And that takes care of all the inner bodies. And what about the advanced bodies? Let it expand into the Christ body, into the light body, into the radiant body, and into the ascension body, so that your entire vessel, your entire human body system is aglow with these energies right now. And just take your conscious awareness and bring it back into the center of the core being. By the way, this is not a guided meditation. This is actually happening. This is an energy session. Good, good, good. Good. There's elements of this energy that we just radiated through our whole system that are geared towards attracting prosperity, that are geared towards healing, that are geared towards cleansing, purifying. I like that word better. Just allow it. Keep that vibration going. I'm going to give you a moment of silence to be with this. And while you're with this, I want you to think about the next thing, because the next thing is an invitation. If you tried this energy and you don't like it, well, the energy can go away, no big deal. But this next thing, once you do it, it's done, and it can't be undone. So I want you to think about it. The invitation is to allow a personal activation within your body system for accelerated evolution. And I don't mean aging. I mean spiritual evolution. So regardless of your path, regardless of your religion, your understanding will deepen. Your awareness will grow, expand. your bodies will be able to handle a higher vibration. The way it is now, we have all these bodies down on the planet. And above us, there's this tube that goes up. And it goes all the way up to the I Am Presence, to God, to Source, the Cosmic Muffin, whatever you want to call it. It doesn't matter. It doesn't care. Well, the vibrations of Source are so fast, they would destroy the structure, the crystalline structure of these lower bodies. Think about Ella Fitzgerald in a goblet. So, in the infinite wisdom of all that is, there was a thing placed on that tube that the Buddhists and the Hindus call the Antahkarana. There was a thing on that tube, and it's called the upper aura, the upper room, the higher self, the Christed over self, the soul. And the purpose of this is to act as a filter to keep us safe here on the planet in these bodies. And as we prepare these bodies, we can then accept faster and faster vibrations, different bandwidths. And then that soul comes down that Antahkarana. And then it merges with the lower bodies. In Buddhism, that's called an awakened one. In Christianity, that's called a Christed being. So this personal activation for accelerated evolution is to help you prepare your body system to accept and be able to use faster vibrations. Some people like to say higher vibrations. I don't like to say that because then it implies a judgment that something else is less worthy, that it's lower. No, there's faster vibrations and slower vibrations, and they all have a purpose, and they're all needed for different tasks and different jobs. So be in the silence. And make your choice whether you would like to receive this personal activation for accelerated evolution. If you're here now and you decide not to do it, and then you change your mind, Jacqueline is incredible. She has replays. So let's go into the center. Let's be. We're human beings. Let's just be in the center of the core of being at your node. Allow yourself to be very, very small in the center of the core of being, right there at your node. And if you want this, you accept this, you allow this, great. If you don't, that's okay too. There's nothing wrong with that. Just be in the center of the core being, right there at your node. And allow yourself to just float in the Shakti and the energy that's about to occur for those who choose not to do this. And for those who do, here you go. Give me a moment. Mm-hmm. and it may feel like there's a wave of energy about to come over you. Because there's a wave of energy about to come over you. And now another wave of energy will come over you. And a third wave of energy will come over you. For those of you who can perceive the node in the center of the core of being, it might seem to pulse a little right now. Might seem to get a little brighter. You might start hearing vibration. You might start hearing more of that white noise in your ears that you hear sometimes. What you perceive is what you perceive. And there will be an opportunity to share that later if you wish. Good, good, good. Now, whenever we do strong Shakti work, Shakti is feminine, but working with Shakti creates sort of a divine masculine, not the gender male, but divine masculine flow. So in order to do all of you justice, I'm going to call for the divine feminine right now. And I'm going to radiate out the pure form of the divine feminine, whether you perceive it as Mother Mary, Kuan Yin, Durga, Lakshmi, Kali, Saraswati, or any of the other divine feminine figures, please breathe in through your nose right now and allow into your system and through your system and to permeate your system this divine feminine to bring you back into balance. Whether you accepted the activation or not. Oh, so sweet. I just want to thank Jacqueline and thank all of you so much for allowing me this opportunity to share these energies with you.
We're just being quiet now to support integration.
the very end of the call, we'll have another opportunity to receive some divine blessings, divine Shakti, the Shakti of divine grace itself.
I would really like to honor this activation process. So right now, what I'd like to do is, since we're close to the top of the hour, I'd like to ask Scott to gently speak, sharing his offer, so that we can give you a little more time just to relax in the energies. And we very much want to hear from you what your experience has been, if there's anything you care to share. And we're open to questions just a little bit later, but right now absorb the energies. Scott, can you tell everyone what you offer, and in case anyone would really like to go deeper with you?
I'd be happy to, Jacqueline. So I created two specials just for Jacqueline to offer to her listeners, to you. And the first one is a set of 7 recorded energy sessions, not unlike the one you just went through. The total time is 6 hours and 20 minutes. I don't suggest a marathon. And some of the titles of some of these sessions are Releasing, Clearing, Expanding, which allows you to finally release and clear any and all things you consider as blockages, constrictions, tensions, or constraints, and experience that spiritual energy expanding your consciousness. Kind of fun. Then there's one that's Experiencing True Freedom. This takes you beyond your physical limitations, beyond emotional blocks, mental beliefs, beyond illusions of living in third-dimensional space. We go beyond your fear, beyond the universe, to hang out for a while in that space, beyond the cycle of incarnation, beyond this experiment of life and reincarnation. You know, to go hang out where the ascended masters hang out, and just to be free, totally free of all our self-imposed bonds and limitations. This particular session was so popular, still is. The next one is called Rebuilding, Repairing, and Strengthening the Foundation Within. Need I say more? And it goes deep down into the causal body to release everything that no longer supports you on your path, regardless of your path. The next one is called Spiritual Rededication, Choose Your Purpose. And basically, it's reinvent your life. You know, some people go through life thinking that they have some purpose in life and that there's something that they have to do. And they go through 40, 50, 60, 70 years of trying to figure out what it is they're supposed to do. This gives you an opportunity to just choose your purpose, choose your path, get in touch with your higher self and your soul, and get in alignment. And just be. Be now. Allows you to make your choices and rededicate yourself spiritually. It allows people to fully allow the energies, thoughts, choices to recrystallize within us. It's really a lot of fun. The next one is a very, very special one. It's an hour and a half long. It's Improve Your Physical Health. Endocrine, blood, lymph, DNA, the whole bit. The one after that is divine abundance, and that's making sure that all of your needs are being met to live in abundance. And the seventh one is spread your wings, where you can just sit back, relax, and let the gentle divine energies help you soar. You come into the knowingness of your soul, and you tap into this knowledge with extra clarity to help you communicate, ask questions, receive guidance. It's a special opportunity to connect in a very highly charged sacred space. So those seven sessions normally would cost, do you want me to go into cost, Jacqueline, now?
No, that's okay. It's right on. Anybody who'd like to take a look at the offer, it's on www.youawakening.com/live while we're on this call. And minutes afterwards, you know that we've set up a system to get you the replays as quickly as possible. And then it's www.youawakening.com/replay. And just go to Scott and the special offer there.
Right. The second offer, if you like doing this energy work with me, it's an offer to do 2 energy transformation sessions with me. We talk for a little bit, and you tell me what you want to work on. I'll tell you whatever guidance I'm getting. And then we choose and we go ahead and do that. These sessions are 90 to 120 minutes each, and they're one-on-one, and you get 2 of them. It's a very special deal. Jacqueline is just an amazing...
Quite the negotiator.
Yeah, you can put it that way. But anyway, it's just my honor to be able to support you in that way.
Yes, there's lots of love that comes with this package, and Scott has been very generous, and he actually offered quite a bit of this on his own. And I'll just share that, you know, we did a number of activations, and I've really been practicing the core of being and transmitting from that place. I think many of you know that I'm doing a special project on quantum scalar transmissions right now. And this month I'm transmitting daily, as is Scott and Bill Farber as well. So I've noticed it particularly in that respect. I really feel more centering, more peace. And I'm just saying this just really to let you know how powerful, that sometimes the work seems subtle, but especially when activated and when practiced and when intended, you can really make it your own. It's very empowering, very supportive. And I think, no pun intended, it's really at the core of spirit, you know, no frills of spiritual practice. And if you haven't guessed, Scott is very empathic, so he can easily read what's happening. And that's very beneficial, especially in the one-on-one sessions and here with us now. And I'm still being a little quiet because I think some people have had really powerful experiences. In fact, I'd like to read just a couple of them to you right now. From Rolanda, she's saying, thank you so very much. The activations are so amazing. I felt everything in every part of all bodies. I'm so thankful to be here with you. This is the first time ever that this has happened to me. Gloria from Littleton, Colorado. Wow, I'm humming and smiling. The body is active and twitching. I love to be able to feel my body respond. I'm so very grateful for this generous energetic gift. Randy from Huntington is saying, divine love and infinite gratitude. I'm a vibrational being. And there's more that are general. Some just saying love and blessings, deep gratitude, feelings of sense of peace. There's so much into this in several. And I'm scrolling down a list of a number of comments. There was one question in here earlier, and I'm not finding it right away, so let me just express what I remember of it. One person wrote in and said her experience was oftentimes not feeling the impact of healing energies. And that came in right about the time that we were finishing, so I'm not sure if things changed since then or not. But the question was about, how can you be more open, more sensitive, and how can you, or how does it work that you can control what you take in into your system? Can you address that, Scott?
I'd be happy to. First, count your blessings that you don't have to feel it.
I know.
When I was a little kid and I used to go into a shopping mall, by the happy-go-lucky kid, man, I had a dollar in my pocket. I was going to walk all the way over to Baskin-Robbins to get myself a little ice cream cone. By the time I was halfway there, I was just feeling miserable and just ready to punch somebody because I'm picking up all this stuff from all these people because I have to feel all this stuff. Oh, be so grateful for you not having to feel that. And as far as the rest, we'll read the last part of that.
Actually, I've now found it, and it's from Mori, M-O-R-I, and I assume feminine, but I'm not sure, so I apologize if that's not the case, from Ashland. And the question is, can I repattern my system so I'm not entirely sensitive and at the, so I'm not entirely sensitive and at the effect of those around me, and to be at cause over what it let in and how to process it.
Yeah, that was something that took me a long time to learn. And it requires practice. But along the occipital ridge in the back of the skull, there's like this ridge, this lump near, you know, down towards the neck, that's the occipital ridge. And on the left side and the right side, there are these energetic antennae that stick out that sort of like absorb a lot of this stuff and bring it into the system. And all you have to do is consciously retract them. Simple, huh? But let me tell you, when God gives you a piano, you can't sit down and play Rachmaninoff. You still have to practice. So start with that, just being aware of these antennae, just in your own consciousness, Maury, find where this information is coming in, and you'll find it there along that occipital ridge, and just have that conscious thought, retract my antennae. And there's always beginner's luck, and then it doesn't seem to work, but you have to practice, and you practice. That's what sadhana, daily spiritual practice, is about. And I completely empathize with you because I know what that's all about. The other thing you can do, Maury, is if you choose to go on a spiritual path and advance yourself, evolve yourself spiritually, then one of the stages that happens is that in the center of the core of being, instead of energy coming into you, it will just reverse when you hit this certain level of being. It's one of the milestones along the path. And the energy goes out, and it radiates out, and you get to choose the components of that energy or allow God to choose the components of that energy. But that way you're just radiating energy out all the time. And you only feel energy coming in if you choose to focus on it. And then you can choose to focus on one or another. And some of you may have experienced this if you've ever met someone who's truly a spiritual being. And you can just, when as you approach them, you can just feel this energy coming from them. That is this. That energy that has reversed flow and is radiating out through all the meridians, from the center of the core being, just out through all the different channels in which energy moves. I'm not going to get into all the details in this little call. So that's two different things you can look forward to, Maury. I hope that helps.
Thank you. And Maury, if you want to write in again, I'm constantly monitoring the messages coming in, so feel free to respond. And, you know, while we're talking about locations, Wendy wrote in and said, where is the node in the center of being located in relationship with the human body? And I think others have asked also about the, where is the base? Do you share that or do you really?
Well, the base chakra, I can tell you, it varies in different people, but it's basically 6 to 8 inches below the feet. It's off the body. The center of the core of being, I used to teach people where it was, and then I taught people how to go there. And 6 months, a year later, I could feel them going there each time. And we're not human goings. We're human beings. You can be there instantaneously, but going there is a much more involved process. And then there's so many places you can get distracted along that way. But suffice it to say that it's, you know how the Vatican is completely surrounded by Rome, but it's completely separate, has nothing to do with Rome. Rome has nothing to do with the Vatican, so to speak. The center of the core of being, well, the core of being, is located a number of levels down inside the heart chakra. But please don't try trying to find it unless you're just trying to find it, like a one-time deal. Just tell yourself to be there, and you can just be there. And the more you do that, the quicker, the better, the stronger it gets. Jacqueline, I think you can attest to that.
Yes. And when you use the two in combination, it really has a powerful impact.
I think that might get filed as under the understatements of the year.
And I'm guessing Randy is appreciating that you saying that it's about being as opposed to doing.
Yeah,
I know we've had conversations about that.
Okay, good.
And we have a couple more comments. Christine is saying, gentle jolts of love, joy, and healing flowing in from her feet and shooting up through her core.
Oh, what a shame. I'm so sorry you're experiencing
this. Wise guy. And Rolanda is saying, oh, and she says, when we finished with the activations, my computer monitor was too bright for me to look at, so I had to wait a bit. Thanks again. Love you both.
Rolanda, thank you so much for your comments.
And Chandrika, I hope I'm saying that right, says thank you and commenting about how generous, and it's arriving. She said her hands were full of energy, her whole body is cleared and pure. The pain in her hip from walking in the gardens is gone, and she's full of hope and glowing. Wow. Blessings. Namaste.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I have to ask our audience something. I've just received a second message that the sound... I received a message very early on and was a little distracted at the beginning because I was busy checking recording and various technical things because we got the message sound going in and out. And now I'm getting a message, sound is lost, is it just me? Could we have a little feedback on that? Scott, I hope it's not just you and me.
Well, you're seeing the people in the call. I did get a note from Franny, and Franny, I will definitely add you to my healing list and take care of that. But basically, nobody has written me any comment about the sound level. If somebody would please just type in and let Jacqueline know. Thank you so much.
I think we're okay. Richard just wrote in, and he seems to be hearing it fine and says the sound is just fine for me, and he's experiencing calm and weightlessness. And Randy is saying, I can't count all the M's. Grateful.
Oh, good, 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 good. Oh, I'm so glad. Thank you so much.
And hold on one second. I'm reading. Maury, who we talked earlier, her full name is Maria. Maria, yeah. So sound is great, and she said the answer, I keep thinking she, was extremely helpful. It's been an energy healer, shaman, and animal communicator, and had to stop because it was too much. And moved to a wilderness property, hoping that the solitude would help her recover. So let's...
Well, that does help. Remember that your body system is 55 feet in diameter. So that means from the center of your body, 27 and a half feet in any direction. So that means two stories above you and two stories below you if you're in an apartment in Manhattan, right? So I myself had to move out of the city of Chicago in order to be able to focus better for my students. So I live very far west of Chicago right now. And I made sure that my office is not within 30 feet of anyone else at any time. And so that's something that you can consider. And if you're in Europe, then that number changes for some reason. It becomes 16.7 meters. That was really funny. I kept referring to the our system of measurement here in the U.S., and I was having problems with some of my European students. That was really funny. But yeah, Maury, I hope that helps. And you don't have to go out and be this this person who's all alone in solitude. But now you can understand why a lot of monks have done that over the ages, gone into these mountain caves and things like this just to be away. Now you can understand it and empathize it. But once you learn how to control it, then I'm sure society will welcome you back with more than open arms.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank everyone for giving us some quick feedback. We've had about 15 people say that the sound quality has been fine throughout the entire broadcast. And one person who said the webcast dropped for a moment and upon calling in was immediately reconnected. And we have a little more feedback with those messages about the sound quality. Shelley is saying, this was a miraculous adventure. I had never heard of Scott, and I'm so happy to have met him. What a blessing.
Oh, well, thank you. That's so kind. I appreciate that.
I think I've said that to you, too. And Franny from North Carolina, she's saying the sound is fine. And also said, I'm so joyous. Felt energy from my head to my feet. Thank you so much.
Oh, Franny, you're so welcome. And thank you for writing to me.
We're getting more thank yous. And when's the replay? The replay is immediately after the show. We've We installed a system so that we were literally able to, unless there's a transmission difficulty, which we've only had once in our entire three-year history, the replays are available within minutes of when our calls end. So know that. And I'm especially happy to be offering that to our European listeners. More expressions of gratitude. If there's any more questions, here's the time. This is the time. And if you want to speak, you can always use the at the bottom of your comments section. I think everybody knows that. And you don't have to give your name if you're shy about it. It just comes in and says incoming, and we get your feedback. But please share, if you'd like to, about how you feel, how you've experienced this evening, if you have any questions. Know that I'm continually monitoring this. And also, if you'd like to call in, if you can keep it related to our topic this evening, you're very welcome to do that. You just press star 2. Scott, are you up for a live caller or two?
There is so much energy going through me right now. I think I'm going to be up for 2 days.
Are you warning the people who might be pressing star 2 that it could be a sizzle? Would you like to take a couple callers?
Oh, go right ahead, please. Anyone I can.
Okay, so help me tune in. I'm taking a call now from the 480 area code. So please just say hello, give us your first name, and address any questions to Scott. Hello? Are you with us? 480 area code?
Maybe they have to unmute their phone.
We'll give it just another moment. Okay, you're welcome to call back again. We're going to move on to another caller. Okay, 613 area code in Canada, Ontario, Canada.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
It's Wilma. Thank you so much for taking my call. That was awesome, Scott. I only pressed start 2 because you said people were having a problem hearing, and I've heard perfectly clearly from both of you from the start of the call, so it must have just been a webcast thing.
Oh, thank you. That's a relief.
But I do also want to say, since you mentioned the quantum scalar testing, which I am part of and so very grateful of, especially now that you've added Scott to it.
Now you know who's behind the scenes. It is an experiment. We've never combined with the quantum scalar before, and now three of us are working together daily transmitting, and at the end of the month you'll tell us how you feel on that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so no other questions for Scott?
Not unless he wants to have a quick look at me and tell me if anything needs zapping up with all the energy work he did tonight, but I think the answer is going to be a resounding no.
Okay.
I think he did so much.
There was so much happening, not
exactly.
Just to you, Wilma. And thank you for calling in.
Oh,
but,
you're very welcome.
I know Wilma from my other teleconferences as well. But Wilma, thank you so much for calling in. I really do appreciate it.
You.
But let me just say that there's so much happening, not just in you, but in others who were on this call, that allowed the energy to flow through, that it's going to take, in some people, up to 3 days to fully integrate into their systems. Other people by tomorrow morning. And so you'll just see where you fare, but wouldn't be bad going through another day just feeling this wonderful energy, would it?
No, not at all. Thank you both.
Thank you. Thanks, Wilma. And I'm calling on another caller with a 254 area code from Texas. Hello?
Hello?
Hi there.
Hi.
Would you like to give us your first name and address your question to Scott?
Laura. And just help with relationship issues.
Oh, okay. Well, when I do.
And Scott, can we do this in a general kind of way so that anybody else who relates to the question can also benefit?
Absolutely. That's totally not a problem. With relationship issues, the main thing that's out of balance is the balance chakra. The root chakra, the one at the bottom of the spine, is all about your life plan and how it's going to play out. The second chakra, the one near the belly button, so to speak, that's a balance chakra. It's about balance in every aspect of life. And right now in America, people have their balance chakras out of whack, their power chakras out of whack, and their communication chakras out of whack. And those who are using the number system, that's 2, 3, and 5. And when I take a look at you, Laura, you're no exception. That's exactly where that's going. So what I would recommend to you, and we can do it right now this very second if you're game.
Yes, sir.
Okay, great. When chakras connect to one another, they connect sort of like the longitudinal lines on a globe, like the segments of an orange. So what we're going to do is let's just go up to 12. So let's connect the base chakra to the root chakra.
And this is for everybody.
And the base, that's for everybody. And the base chakra to the second chakra. And then the base chakra to all the chakras up to 12. Because energy goes very fast. It's like bing, 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 bing. And what's happening is we're focusing, which is causing energy to go through and clean out those channels of energy so that the energy can move freely. So when we plug the second chakra into the third chakra, we're putting balance into our power, or power into our communication with 3 to 5. So now let's do the root chakra. Let's do 1 to 2. The life plan into balance, and the balance into the life plan. Let's do 1 to 3 and put power into our life plan and life plan into power. And 1 to all the chakras up to 12. And let's go from 2 to 3 and 2 to 4 and 2 to all the chakras up to 12. And 3 to 4 and 3 to 5 and 3 to all the chakras up to 12. 4 to 5 and 4 to 6 and 4 to all the chakras up to 12. It's quicker than I can possibly say it. 5 to 6 and 5 to 7 and 5 to all the chakras up to 12. And 6, that wisdom chakra, that ajna chakra, the third eye, to the crown. And 6 to 8 and 6 to all the chakras up to 12. And the crown chakra in everybody at all times is perfect. So between 7 and 12, we're just re-emphasizing all the inter-chakra connections at once. And then take a nice deep breath in through your nose. And just sigh it out to get rid of any dross floating around in there. That's called a clearing breath. A deep breath and sighing it out. Earth to Laura, Earth to Laura, come in.
Thank you. Thank you.
Oh, you're quite welcome. And I hope that helps. I hope, because it's a matter of radiating out the energy that you want to attract to you. If you're afraid of something, you're radiating out that fear, and you're going to attract exactly what you're afraid of.
Okay.
So be what you want. In other words, do unto others what you would have them do unto you. Sound familiar? Just be what you want others to be for you. And you'll attract the right person.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure.
Thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Well, since you're the energizer buddy, can I slide in another?
I'm here until you tell me to shut up.
Oh, don't say that. Okay. 508 area code. Opening
yes,
the line
hi.
Now. Hi there.
Hi. Thank you.
Can you tell us your birth name? And...
It's Ellen.
Hi there.
Hi. And I'm wondering if you could, and I am also part of that the study, and I cannot thank you both enough. Honestly, thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
I'm wondering on those lines if there's anything that the Scott can see that might be helpful to me and for all of us as far as abundance, prosperity, finances, wealth, anything along those lines.
I didn't catch your name. What's your name again?
It's Ellen, E-L-L-E-N.
Okay, great. And where are you? What town?
I'm on Hilton Head Island.
Ah, okay.
Yes.
Not a problem. Gotcha. What I'm sensing...
Beautiful place.
Is that, yes.
It is.
What I'm sensing is that you're holding a tremendous amount of sorrow, not sadness, sorrow. I don't know if it's from this incarnation or another incarnation, and I have to address it to you personally, and I know, Jacqueline, you said to keep it general to everybody. But let me tell
you... Well, as much as possible, we'll hold space.
Joy... is a choice, Ellen. Choose it with me now. Just breathe in divine joy. Just ask for it. God couldn't have made it any more simple. So just be in the center of the core of being and ask for divine joy and breathe it in and breathe it in and breathe it in and breathe it in and allow it to radiate out through your entire body system. And feel that smile forming on your face. You're not feeling it fast enough, strong enough? Activate that base chakra again. And just allow that smile to come forth, regardless of what life is throwing in your way. You can choose to be joyous whenever you want. And you can allow that sorrow and that sadness to overwhelm you or to just be with you however often you want. But you only get to be on the planet for so many seconds.
Yeah, I feel that. I do.
So just choose.
And I do. I choose and I want to play and have fun. And I kind of feel a little guilty about it, though. But in my heart, that's where I go.
You know what energies hold us back the strongest and the most? That inertia that holds us back and makes people feel like it's difficult to evolve is blame, shame, and guilt. Those are the worst. So just let that go. Just let it go. Choose to be joyous. You're not even letting it in fully now, I can feel. Believe me, I can feel it. So won't you make me happy and just let it in for a moment?
I'm fine.
So there you go. Good. Good, good, good. And I don't know if I addressed your question or not. I just was feeling such overwhelming sorrow. Did I answer your question?
No, I don't know. If you think that might be blocking... abundance or prosperity, or there's something that I'm holding it back, or is that keeping it at bay?
Well, you're holding that so strongly. It's like somebody comes out from the grocery store and their bags are filled with stuff, and yours are filled with sorrow, and there's no room for anything else.
Mm.
How's that for an analogy?
Yeah, very, very poignant, very succinct. I got it.
Good. Oh, thank you so much for having the courage to call in.
Thank you,
Ellen.
For all you do. The energy is amazing. It's just, it's really something. It's very special. Thank you. Thank you both for all you're doing.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Ellen. And I'm going to reiterate her question. Because I know it's possible. Can we do something for everyone on prosperity?
Sure. Hey, people, would you like to practice what you just learned tonight?
I know the answer.
It's a lovely day in the neighborhood. So let's just be in the center of the core of being, activate the base chakra, and ask for what you want. If your grocery bags are filled with too many mental thoughts, too many emotional thoughts, that's why we have to be in the center of the core of being. You'll notice that it's a distraction-free zone. That monkey mind goes away. Just tell yourself to be in the center of the core of being. And I'll wait. Good. Now, if you're holding stuff, you're holding sorrow or anything else, let it go. You can always pick it up again later if you want it. But just let it go. Let it go in the flow. Let it just wash away. Why bother? And let's ask for divine abundance. And let's ask for divine prosperity. And I don't want to play semantics to discuss what the differences are between the two. I just perceive them as completely distinct and separate bandwidths. They have different colors to me. They feel different to me. So I know that they're not the same. For me, that's good enough. I don't have to know what the difference is. So let's ask for divine abundance, and let's ask for divine prosperity. These are the divine aspects of these qualities. Breathe that in through your nose. Fill the center of the core of being with it. Divine prosperity, divine abundance, more, more, more. When you win the lotto, the first response is always, why didn't I win the big one? More, more, more. More, why not? Do you think God holds back? No. You're the one holding it back. Breathe some more in. There you go. Now let's activate, energize, intensify, and anchor that on your node in the center of the core of being. So that your node on the grid, when other people who perceive the grid look at your node, they're going to say, wow, there's divine abundance there. There's divine prosperity there. I want to know that person. Well, that's not why you want to do it. Just let's anchor it there. And now just allow it, right? We've already done this. Those subatomic particles, quantum physics, right, are going to carry this energy into the physical body, into the emotional body and the personality layers and everything else, all 55 feet in diameter, or for those in Europe, the 16.7 meters. All of it now. Just allow. You're choosing to do it, and you're allowing the energy to radiate out to those boundaries. In which case, you're becoming the embodiment right here, right now, of divine prosperity and divine abundance. And you can hold it for as long as you can, and you can reinforce it as often as you like. Feeling good? This is what happens on a lot of my teleconference calls. I do a little bit of energy work, even if it's just a little something simple like this, and everybody just goes mum. But the key thing when I work with people is that I am clear, and I want my students to be clear as to when it's me, when it's them, and when it's the two of us working together. Because whatever you're doing that you're doing, if I'm not there, you can do it. Just the same, you've already done it. Don't be afraid of the work. Don't be afraid.
Thank you. I like the empowering approach. And if you were waiting for Ellen to respond, when we said thank you, I did mute her and ask the question on behalf of the group.
No, I wasn't waiting for her.
Okay.
There's some other people that are sort of like zzzzing out there.
I see a familiar telephone number. Are we ready for our next caller? Or
sure.
Shall we soak up these energies a little longer?
No, we can keep going. The energies
okay.
are going to keep
going. Okay, an 832 number.
Oh, where's
hello?
That?
Oh, aloha. Delighted to hear both of your voices today. This is Dr. Greg and Scott.
My dear friend.
Yeah, it's a pleasure meeting you in this manner. And there are two thoughts coming through to me, somewhat combined, and they are along the lines of the word and the concept of play and fulfillment. Do you have anything you could share with us about that?
Play and fulfillment?
Yes.
Hmm. Well, what do you mean by fulfillment?
Oh, that sense of well-being that one has when one has been in the sight of that which is divine, and therefore one is filled with that joy and all those aspects of that.
So you're telling me that when I fill myself with divine joy, that I am fulfilled?
Correct.
And when I'm filled with joy, I want to play.
Correct again.
So what's the difference?
So
fulfillment to me is much more. So in that sense, when you fill yourself, you make that conscious choice to fill yourself until you are full of what you chose, then you are fulfilled.
Yes,
and
the process, go ahead.
Everything in a body system is play. Everything.
Correct.
You can take yourself too seriously. Other people can take you too seriously. But it's all play. You can be in there for the drama and the dramatics of it or not. Does that make sense at all?
Absolutely, yes. And
so,
I guess
name
it seems as though I witness many who are into the drama aspect and seem to have spent less time in the play aspect of, I guess they take themselves too seriously.
Great. So let's do something right now. Are you game?
Yes, that's what I was hoping we would do for myself and for so many others, yes.
Okay, great. Well, get your little spinner or your dice and just spin it, right, mentally, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I want everyone listening to this call to choose a hospital, any hospital near them, right? Any
yes.
hospital. And what I want you to do is now is close your eyes. Be in the center of the core of being. Activate that base chakra. And there's other things we can do, but I don't want to get into it to intensify this. But for right now, let's just be in the center of the core of being. And what we're going to do is we're going to ask. Ask Source. Ask God. Ask Christ. Ask whoever you ask. Just ask for the healing energy necessary to heal everyone in that hospital that you're thinking of from midnight last night to midnight tonight. So that includes the mailman and the delivery man and the cafeteria workers and the janitors and the phlebotomists and the radiologists and all the nurses and all the doctors and everybody working in the hospital. It includes all the visitors who came to the hospital. And let's include the patients too. And so let's
mm-hmm.
just ask for that healing energy. Just be there quiet in the center of the core of being. and breathe it in now. You're doing this yourself. Breathe in. Breathe it in. Breathe it in more and more and more. Breathe it in. Activate it, energize it, intensify it, and anchor it. And now, Shakti is intelligent. So from your node on the grid of humanity, radiate it out, or tell the Shakti to go out to all the people who were in that particular hospital you chose from midnight last night to midnight tonight. And just let it go out. Notice how it makes you feel. Whatever you do to someone else, you get done to you. That's why we always ask for good things. Right? And this, my friend, is what energy workers do. Some of them choose what energy work they want to do. Some of them listen for their inner guidance to tell them what to do and when to do it. But you just did energy work. You are now a light worker. You called in this divine Shakti, this light, this energy. Doesn't matter which ones. Doesn't matter what bandwidth. Doesn't matter what color. Doesn't matter whether you could feel it or not. And this, my friend, is seva. It's selfless service. And this is the highest form because you don't know the beneficiaries. And the beneficiaries don't know you. It's the same way with charity. And you're just radiating out to all those wonderful people, giving them the choice to accept the healing energy or not. You're not taking away anyone's free will choice. Taking away free will choice is evil. It's my definition of evil. It feels so nice. And so for all of those people out there who thought living in a monastery as a monk or a nun was a boring life and all you do is work in the fields and tend to a bunch of potatoes, well, wasn't this fun? And isn't this a lot of play? And this is what some of them have learned how to do and some of them are taught to do. And it's not boring.
And now I'm going to embarrass Greg because that's what friends are for. Greg combined energy, mastery, and medicine decades ago and has done amazing work.
Well, thank you, Jacqueline. And
you're welcome.
Thank you, Scott, for including all those who are on the call and thereby expanding. That practice which you just did is something which Jacqueline was alluding to that I did for many years through the just less than a dozen hospitals that I participated in. So that was very familiar and very, very beautifully done to be able to radiate out to all of those folks again. And I included all of the different facilities that I'd ever experienced and any of the people that I had ever experienced within those facilities, their families, and all aspects that you just went through with the workers and
so you
the care providers.
You broke the rules of the game.
I beg your pardon?
Well, the game was to send it out to one hospital, and you broke the rules, so I guess you lost it.
I apologize. Not at all. I tend to be a little bit expansive. So yes, thank you, Scott. That was wonderfully done. And I just delight that there were quite a few people on the call who got to do that for their first time. That was fantastic. Thank you.
Thank you.
Sure. And I guess that doing the light work for a hospital, it's something I do often, but I guess I was called to do it just to trigger those memories and connect with you better, Greg. So thank you for that opportunity.
Many blessings all around.
God bless.
Thanks, Scott.
Okay.
Okay, and one more?
Sure.
Okay. 215 area code, Philadelphia.
Ah,
hello?
My hometown.
Hello?
Hello.
Hi there. Would you like to address a question to Scott and give us your first name?
Yes, this is Margaret.
Hi there.
Hi, Margaret. What part of the Philadelphia area do you live in?
Well, actually, it's the Philadelphia Exchange, the 215, but I'm up here in Levittown, just outside of Philly.
Well, my first house was in Levittown on Jonquil Lane. And then when I was 4 years old, we moved into Oxford Circle.
Oh, okay. I'm familiar with that as well. I went to Frankfort High School.
There you go. How can I help you?
Well, my question was, how do I reach the divine? I have no inner powers. I cannot envision. I can't pull up things.
Wait. Stop. Please.
Yes.
All that can't. Can you hear yourself creating those limitations, those constrictions on your crystalline structure?
Okay.
You can't reach God only because you think your arms are too short.
Yes. I see.
So there's that body system, right? Right here on the earth, we talked about working with all those multiple bodies. And I mentioned it ever so briefly about that tube that goes up to God from the crown chakra straight up and how the soul floats along there.
Yes.
And you cannot disconnect that cord. But
I can envision. I can't see it.
So?
When I close my eyes, everything's darkness.
Let me ask you a question. Can you see air?
No.
Can you breathe and use it?
Yes.
So if you can't see God, can you still use it, those energies?
Well, I'm trying. I am trying.
Good. And as soon as you stop saying can't, you'll be able to do it a whole lot better. Let me feel you activate that base chakra ever so quickly. Everyone, go ahead. And I'm just focusing on you. Now, can't you feel that little bit of tingling in your toes? I'm feeling it in your toes.
Not really.
Okay. Good enough. So just allow this energy to work with you.
I will.
Let me ask you a question. Why do you want to feel this energy? How will it make you better? In what way? What will it help you do?
I think I would be more responsive.
And how is being more responsive, what would that do?
Make me happier. Content.
Relief. Only content? Wow, why don't you shoot for the stars instead of going for a blade of grass? Only content?
Joyful, extremely joyful.
Joyful, yes.
Happy. Elated.
Oh, not happy. Good.
Elated.
And then what are you going to do with that energy once you can feel it?
Hopefully share it.
That's the key.
I want to share it.
Tonight, in your prayers, be in the center of the core of being. Just tell yourself to be there and trust me that you will be. And tell God that you would like your abilities to be made manifest so that you can share this with others and that you can help others. Does that feel appropriate for you? Does that feel like something you would want to do?
Yes.
Okay. If you do that, then I will work with you while you sleep if you choose. You have to allow me to do that. What I'm proposing is I'm going to, what I call, cocoon you.
Cocoon.
I will create an energetic cocoon around you as you sleep, and you'll go through this metamorphosis. But you have to come in agreement with God first.
Okay.
You have to forgive yourself. right?
Okay.
There's other
yes.
things in there. You know, other people have told you stuff. I'm not the first person telling you these things. You don't have to do it all tonight, but just know that when God, as I said before, when God gives you a piano, you have to practice.
Okay.
So if you want this, it'll happen. I promise you.
Thank you.
And
thank
I will
you.
Work with you tonight as you sleep. Does that sound good?
Wonderful. Wonderful. Thank you so
yeah.
much.
Hey, God bless.
Thank you.
Great.
Thank you.
Thank you. That's quite a deal. Okay. Well, we are almost at the 2-hour point, so I think we really do need to start to come to a close here. Is it time for us to, us, the royal us, meaning you, it is us actually, to extend that final blessing? Or there are one or two related questions. I won't take more callers now. What would you like to do?
You can take, I'm being told that there are a couple more questions to do. And then what I'd like to do, what I propose for everyone, is we will do as a group Divine Grace. But I'll be doing it with you, so it might feel stronger than it will in the future if you do it by yourself. And then when we're done with Divine Grace, like we're ever going to be done with it, right? No, but while we're feeling and experiencing this Divine Grace, I would like to do Darshan. So I am going to radiate out energy to each of you in a form of divine blessing, so to speak. I don't know how to define Darshan. But and if you choose
it's,
to receive
it's an
it,
energy
it.
Transmission. It's you know
it's
of the divine, it's for transformation, it's like a blessing.
It is a blessing, believe me. I've received it before from others.
Yes. Yes.
So, but this is what I propose that I think would be good for us, and we can end with that, Darshan, if that's okay with you, and then you know you can do whatever you need to do in closing.
I think that's a great idea. Let's spend about 5 minutes altogether with a couple more questions, and I'll give you just a little more feedback, and then let's all of us receive this beautiful divine blessing. Okay, Laura, who's been a regular listener with us since almost, I guess, I think the very beginning, very beloved, is asking this question. She said, I'm paraphrasing here. Her real question is, like when we just work with the hospitals, does it actually help? And the reason she's asking is because she also is not able to see or feel the energy when she sends it. She just keeps doing it. And she also says lovely things about the call tonight.
Oh, well, thank you.
This is
yes,
Laura
from
Denver.
Yes, Laura, yes, it helps. Yes, it works. When we're doing these things, it's different than prayer work. Prayer work, you're asking someone, something, God, a saint, whoever you're praying to act on your behalf, on your wording, for the benefit of someone else or the benefit of yourself. This is energy work. You are actually sending the actual needed, necessary energy to the person who needs that energy. And they can choose to accept it or not. Very, very different. I have a light workers group that meets once a month. And we do all kinds of work. And everybody was very distraught about all the incredible destruction in Nepal with that earthquake. And it happened before the group, obviously. And we did different kinds of energy work on the behalf of Nepal. And the very next day, they found someone buried deep in rubble that had been buried deep in rubble for over 72 hours and was still alive. So did it hurt that we did that? No. Did it help? I have no concrete evidence. I can't prove that it helped. I can't prove that it didn't help. But better to do it in case it does. How's that? Is that a good answer? I'm doing what I'm called to do. I couldn't not do this. I couldn't not radiate out this love. I couldn't not radiate out this hope. This is what I'm called to do. So I offer to you, do what you're called to do. Don't compare yourself with others. Don't judge yourself against others. No one is better than you are, and you're not better than anyone else. We just have all different jobs to do. So do what you're called to do. You can do this energy work if you are participating fully, without a doubt, in your heart. Then you are radiating out the energy. And it helps. And it's so beautiful. And I wish there were some way that I could get objective data and say, here's proof it works. But we just don't have it that way anymore, or any yet, because scientists haven't figured out how to measure it yet. But we will. And I think there was another one. Did I answer that question well?
I believe you did, and I can't resist saying something here. I've had an energy healing practice since 1996, and I've worked in the field of cancer, and because of the nature and the seriousness of, you know, the diagnosis, I've had the benefit of getting medical testing as feedback, so I know for sure that energy transmissions do work and do have an impact. And let's just leave it at that. And you make such a great distinction, Scott, that I really appreciate, which is coming from that core and with the base activated, it's so much more powerful and it's neutral. So I want to read just a few really nice comments really quickly and then have one more question, then do the...
Yeah, I feel there's one more question. Yeah, go ahead.
There's one from very early on. Okay, Rama in Wichita is saying, thank you so much. Wow, wonderful, sweet, and loving transmission. Someone just incoming, no name here, said that Darshan is the oneness blessing. Another incoming unidentified, blessings, love, and peace. Susan and Ree, I believe it is, R-H-I, thank you for this beautiful and very generous energy session. Personal activation was immensely powerful. We're still soaking in all the special energy. Heartfelt gratitude to you both.
Reed, I'd like just, one second, Reed, I'd like to send my love to you and your mother both. Both of you, thank you. Go ahead, keep going.
Thank you. Ed from California saying, love the energy, looking forward very much to my two sessions with Scott. He also asked if he could be part of the study we mentioned early on, and I just want to mention the quantum scalar study was something I put out to all of our community, and the program actually started on March 3rd. So join us energetically if you wish for the prosperity blessing. I'm just going to put that out there. But that I cannot commit the quantum scalar because everybody's been on a three-month study, and it's very specific.
May I
Louisa?
Add something then?
I'm sorry, what?
If I can add something then? If,
yes.
If the quantum scalar list for the purposes of this experiment is closed, people can choose to be on my healing list, and I do energy work every day on that healing list. So just when you sign up for the healing list, there's a comment area. Just write down what it is that you're wanting in the forms of healing are. So you want the form, any form of lack within your body system to be healed. Wouldn't that be prosperity and abundance?
There you go. And someone else asked if we could discuss it, and we're not able to because it's a study and we can't skew the results, so not yet is the answer. And a question that came in very early on is, scrolling madly for it right now because we've had many, many tonight. I'm going to paraphrase. Paul from Fort Worth wrote in and asked basically about the nature of self-healing and is it possible that when self-healing that you're actually going, if there's such a thing as linear time, forward in time to a more evolved you to accomplish that healing?
Well, that's a little bit advanced, but yes, you can do it that way. There are so many different techniques and so many different modalities, and yes, that does work. And yes, that can happen in that way. I'm not being called to answer that question in any more detail. Suffice it to say that the simplest way for self-healing is to just there be in that center of the core of being with that base chakra active and call in. If you don't know what Shakti you need, ask for the necessary Shakti to heal this, to heal that. And breathe that in and radiate it out. And don't think you know where it is. Radiate it out wherever it needs to go. Right? Because you can have pain in your foot and it's actually relating to something in your spine. Pain, you know, where you're experiencing is not necessarily where the problem is. But that's the simplest way of self-healing that I know, and I know that it works very, very well.
Thank you. Thank you. And I agree with that. So I just made an executive decision. I'm going to give everybody this call so you can listen to it again and again. I feel that it's been so rich, so powerful, and the more you listen, the more you can take in. And in answer to someone's earlier question, yes, you can listen again, and I would go by your guidance of when to do that because I'm now not putting any arbitrary time deadline on that. I'm making the call available to you as a free download, as a gift from You Awakening. And also, if you want to take advantage of the special offer, I'm going to keep the offer open as well. So I'm going to give you a different link. And it's youawakening, as if it's all one word in small letters. Starting again, youawakening.com/, again, all small letters, spring-2015/Scott-Smith. And you have permanent access to his offer, and I hope I didn't, I hope that's okay with you, Scott.
Yeah, that's fine. I might put a time limit on the offer for the sessions at that price, but we can certainly keep the MP3s going.
Understood. Okay, so we are now on record for You Awakening's longest call ever. And can we go into that divine grace blessing?
Absolutely. I want this to be something that you can do for yourselves. So everyone who's still with us, please just close your eyes because it helps to focus. be, choose to be, tell yourself to be in the center of the core of being, because it's an emotionally distracting, distraction-free zone, a mentally distraction-free zone. Activate that base chakra. That would be at least two of these sessions to describe all that the base chakra does. And then there, in that silence, in that space where your node is, by the way, that node, you know, that be still and know that I am God, be still and know, be still, be, that's the place. This is the place right here. Ask for divine grace. If you think you're not worthy of it, ask anyway. Ask for divine grace. Please ask for divine grace and breathe it in now through your nose if you can. If not, the mouth will work. And just breathe it in and breathe it in and breathe it in and completely fill, fulfill, or fill it full, the center of the core of being. And let's take that divine grace and activate it, energize it, intensify it, anchor it. And when you're ready, allow it to radiate out and fill your entire body system. Completely, fully, lovingly, gently, gracefully. And just be. And if you choose, you can now accept this gift of energy through me. By the way, I don't do any of it. It just passes through, which is why you were able to do it also. Just accept this energy now, if you'd like it. This blessing, this divine blessing from my Maker. Amen, amen, and amen. Amen, amen, and amen. Thank you all so much for choosing to share your souls with me, for choosing to share in this energy work, for helping to heal all those people in the hospitals. Thank you so much for choosing to improve the flow of energy through your body system, through your crystalline structure. Because as each person improves themselves, the whole world becomes a better place. It's all interconnected. It's all one. It's all one. Thank you. Thank you all so much.
And so it is. Let's end gently on this note. Thank you so much for being with us, whether you're here with us live tonight during the live call or whether you're listening later on to the replay. And if you found benefit, please share. Please share. You can share the link that I gave you, www.youawakening.com/spring-2015/Scott-Smith. So many blessings to everyone, and until we meet again, good night.